Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
You could be dreaming and meeting each other in a dream.
On Talk Radio.
Shirley Ellis and the Name Game. So first up, right, let's work this one out. It goes, Ian, how does it go? Alan, Alan, Bo, Ballon, Bo, Nana, Fo, Fallon, Fee, Fi, Fo, Fallon, Alan. Is that how you say it? Let's get him on. Shall we? Shall we do that one? Are you not talking tonight or at all? No? Hello, Alan Caddick.
Where's Ian tonight?
I'm pointing at him.
I'm here.
Hi, boss.
He's not the boss.
I'm the boss.
No, you're not. I'm not tonight, boss. My friend.
It may be the boss normally, but it's cast name above the door.
He's never the boss.
I'm the producer and I'm the main host.
Oh, I'm always there, sir.
Shut your face. But I'm unable to speak because of a very serious medical condition. So
He's got terminal idiocy.
I got twatchish friendiitis. If I don't show up, I don't get paid. So I'm here.
Yeah.
And Kath is doing the show, but I'm told her what to talk about.
Apparently.
Well, it's a bit of role reversal tonight.
A bit of role reversal, yeah, you're right.
Dirty.
At least we've got continuity with Sam manning the phones.
Sam is not manning the phones. Sam is woman in the phones
manning,
tonight.
Manning.
He's all over it.
He's a man, Sam, isn't he?
Well, that's an assumption on your part, my friend.
Well, yeah, because I want to talk about holidays.
Why?
Because I've booked a holiday for April next year.
What's April think about that?
03444991 if you want to talk about a decent place for a holiday.
What, you want us to suggest places for you to go?
Yeah.
All right, if you want to tell Alan where to go, 03444991000.
I've got a suggestion.
Go on.
Can't say it on the radio.
You can't say it at all, can you? Your poor face. He looks like the Godfather. Except he doesn't need any... Yeah, except he doesn't need any cotton wool in his mouth.
Is there a bad running with a dentist?
Well, no, he paid him for the privilege, I think, didn't you?
Get on to the topics.
Have you ever had anything out, Alan?
I've had 6 teeth out, but I went to sleep and I had them out.
What have you had pulled out of your mouth? 0344.
What have you had out by surprise? 0344-499-1000.
We call you back.
Might not.
Depends.
Depends on your attitude.
You're stuck. Sucks.
I hope you're keeping a note of the callers because that's the producer's job.
Yeah. I've written the list already. Alan, George, Susan, Nigel from Maidstone, and some drunk random Scottish people.
Oh, well, let's add Sharon into the mix. Hello, Alan. Bye, Alan. Hello, Sharon.
Hello, Catherine.
Hey, Sharon.
Hang on.
Have you ever anything out by surprise?
No. I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago. I went to the Till Fest, do you remember?
Oh.
She doesn't.
But I'm doing that. Oh. Remind me what happened.
I rang Ian,
yeah,
about 4 weeks ago and I did the It's Hot thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Cut me off, do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then I rang you when you were on your own.
Yeah.
And then you said, oh, yeah, I remember that. And I did, It's hot. It's really hot.
And we got it that time. We got what you were driving at. Time. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. And then I was going to Chillfest.
All right, and how was that?
It was great.
What did you do at Chillfest? I mean...
Chilled.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of beanbags.
Yeah, I drove there and back.
Did you?
I did.
And then when you got there, the interesting bit?
The best bit, in fairness, was hot chocolate.
Oh. Even though there's no Errol anymore.
No, but Aswad and Soul to Soul were a bit disappointing.
Oh.
I've seen Soul to Soul live. They were rubbish.
Yeah, it was rubbish.
Did they do like a 20-minute version of that hit?
Back to Life.
No, they literally did about 2 seconds.
Was it Soul to Soul? Hang on a minute. Was it Soul to Soul that had that person as a dancer?
No, that was Happy Monday.
No, you're thinking of Bez.
No, I'm not thinking of Bez. There was like a sort of dancey group.
Oh dear.
And they supported. I saw them support. Who's the young lady that plays the piano? Sings a song about my diary.
Carol Wheeler.
No.
It's Karen.
American. I want to say Alexis Conran, but that's the man.
Yeah.
The lady, she's an American lady and she plays the piano.
Tori Amos.
No. She sings a song about called My Diary or something. Yeah. Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys. My
it's like Alexis Conran. Anyway.
My husband's here sitting and he's getting it all correct. And actually, you know him, Ian.
Oh, God, this game again. Yes? Did I buy drugs off him in the 90s? What is this?
DPD driver for a while, Craig.
He's what?
He was your DPD driver for a while, Craig.
Oh, God.
Oh, hang on a minute.
So he'll be exhausted then, poor Craig, because he doesn't get a lot of deliveries.
Hang on a minute. Why is he not my DPD driver anymore?
Because he's quit.
Yeah, exhaustion.
Yeah, well, Craig, I like Craig. Craig came on like the first day I moved into my house, and I thought the future's looking good with people like Craig.
He's quit. He's got a warehouse job in Hemel now.
Oh. Well, if he tells anyone where I live, I will kill him.
I'll never do that, E.
Thank you, Craig.
I'll never do that, E. Ever.
Thank you, Craig. And I know that. I know that, but I just have to say it for legal reasons. I like Craig. Craig came round. Craig was genuinely thrilled when I opened the door. He went, oh, my God, it's Ian Lee. I listen to you. I don't get that very often, so you've got to take it when it comes.
There's you, there's Danny Baker, and there's Richard Herring. You are my three heroes.
Aye, look at that. A racist and a has-been. That's me. I'll describe the other two later on. But anyway, I think Soul to Soul supported Alicia Keys, and they had a dancer, and they did a 20-minute version of the hit. I'm not supposed to be talking. You talk.
No, you're not.
I'm not talking.
All right, Sharon, well, I'm glad you had a good time. Craig, I'm glad you've gone up in the world. You don't have to serve this fella anymore.
I don't have to sort my tax out anymore or anything, so it's a
you do still have to pay tax, mate. You still have to pay tax.
I don't have to do it all myself because I don't understand being self-employed, so that's why I got out of DPD.
Okay.
Fair enough. Well, thanks very much for giving us a ring. It's been very nice speaking to both of you.
Oh, just to let you know, every time I drop him into Hemel, we listen to Ian Lee podcast.
You're very, very intelligent and sexually aroused and mature people.
Leave them alone. So anyone who was sexually aroused is about to lose it. Here's Gatford.
Yeah, great, yeah. What an intro. What a intro.
I thought it was only fair to warn people.
Go make a cup of tea at this point. Yeah, go and have a shower. Yeah, whatever you need to do.
What do you want?
What do I want? I want to tell you about my Soul to Soul story.
Go on.
When I was at school, and we went on a long coach trip down to the south of France, and we only had two tapes in the coach.
Two
One
capes.
Was the tapes, yeah, it was that old.
Cakes.
Jeff Capes.
Jeff Capes.
Capes.
Yeah, Capes.
He was driving the thing.
Capes on a school trip. What was this, in Victorian?
Did you have one that came out your ear hole as well?
Capes.
One was the soundtrack.
That was the best thing. I don't want to, but that is the best thing about being young. You can't do it now. because you've got Bluetooth it, if it is getting the persuading the tech, the coach driver to play one of your tapes.
Yes.
That's the best thing about being young.
One was the soundtrack to Good Morning Vietnam, which I could deal with, and the other was Soul to Soul, and I hate them because of it, because that got played a lot during that time, and I hate every one of them, even the dancer.
Well, and also the fact that Soul to Soul, every single song went ding, 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 ding. They did like that beat, didn't they? I think they paid a subscription. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Sorry,
some people were saying that the app wasn't working, but I just tried it and it's working. I'm not supposed to be talking.
No, you're not. You're not supposed to be listening to your phone either. Gatford's telling you something fascinating there.
Well, not really, no. When have I ever done that? Why doesn't Alan Cuddick come to Catford on his holiday? I could show him round.
Alan Cuddick goes to Catford for his holiday. It sounds great.
Wonderful.
There's like a YouTube series of that, I reckon.
I'll give him your phone number. You can arrange it between yourselves. 0344 499 1000. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm Catherine Boyle and I'm the boss.
We are Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional, the unpredictable, and the completely unorthodox. The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
What's this pony list you give me of things we're supposed to talk about? Riddles, manspreading, Elon Musk, hedges, and niche languages. I don't like the beds. Well, Toff, you're going to have to speak. Don't just write things on post-its. Don't... This is what happens when someone goes to the dentist for a routine checkup and then finds out that he's at death's door or has to have a tooth extracted. And he's pulled it out and it looks like a bit of old popcorn. Niche languages is carried over from yesterday. Well, you're going to have to explain it to me because I wasn't paying attention. It wasn't a routine appointment. What's that got to do with niche languages?
It's the thing
before. 0344 499 1000 if you do want to speak. Pig Latin, etc. Oh, yeah. So Pig Latin is when you take a word like idiot and you take id off. So you'd go, idiote. So Ian is idiote. Is that right, Sam? Kind of it. I'm the one. I'm one behind you, Pig Latin. What? One? What behind me? I don't want you behind me at all. I'm not reading that out. I don't think I can read that out. Can I? You can't swear in a different language, can you? Paul Ross is swearing at you in digits. Through the window. What? One question behind you. Okay, well, I've lost patience with this. Here's what I've got. Oh, you know, we were talking the other day about... what? Read it. Read what? Ooh, yay, ucking fey, at Gosh. You see, you do a mate a favour and all you get is abuse, albeit in a language that most people don't understand, but that's very rude indeed. And I don't care if you don't like the beds. It's I'm putting up... This is terrible for the environment, all this talking on Post-its. Use your face.
I can't. It wasn't a routine appointment. Here's the thing. I've had toothache for about a week now.
It's funny you haven't mentioned it. You mentioned every other ache.
You guys wouldn't know about it because I've kept very quiet about it.
Pride of Britain.
Why not? I should have a black cab driver take me to Disneyland. That's how brave I am.
After what you said about black cab drivers.
That's how brave I am. I've had this for a week, and then today I had a swig of water and it really, really hurt.
Yeah.
And I thought, I thought I'm going to phone up so I can get an appointment. Uh-huh. Phoned up at 2:50.
We're living this in real time,
she
aren't we?
The lady said, well, there's one at 3:20. Can you get here now?
What time was it?
2:50.
Right. Yeah, I know.
I should have said it's 2:30. But it wasn't. It was 2:50. I went, I can get there. And I thought, oh, I'm going to have a feeling. Only I'm 46 years old. I'm 46 years old, and I've only ever had one.
Could you wipe that off the?
I'm just going to wait till the end of the show, otherwise I'll be doing it all night.
You're right, Sam.
46 years old.
Yeah.
And I've only ever had one filling.
Yeah.
And so I sat there and I thought, oh, I'm going to get my second filling. I'm going. So I went in, and the dentist looked at the form. He says, "What is a broadcaster?" I went, "What?" He said, "What is a broadcaster?
Why is this relevant to your teeth?
I said, "That's my job. I broadcast." He said, "Yeah."
Sorry, what now?
I said, "That is my job. I broadcast." He said, "What does that mean?" I went, "What?
Were you talking like this then?"
No.
All right, that explains it.
I said, anyway, he said, "I do a radio show," and he said, "On what station? Talk Radio." Oh, the sister station of Talk Sport. And he said, but he couldn't understand the concept. He said, "What time do you work?" I said, 10 till 1 at night. He said, "Right, so if I turn on the radio at 10 o'clock at night, I'll hear you."
Right, okay, you had to explain the concept of the radio to someone and then you let them sedate you.
Well, anyway.
And pull something out of your head.
He did an x-ray and I was getting up to leave and he said, "Oh, no, I'm looking at the x-ray now." I said, "But you just took it." They look at them straight away now.
Yeah.
It's not like a week to be processed at the chemist's.
No.
In Boots, chemist. No. He said, "Right, there's a whole..." You asked!
Pardon?
You asked me!
Oh, right, I thought you were being rude.
You asked!
You are being rude now.
Yeah. He said, "There's a hole in one of your wisdom teeth."
In my what?
"There's a hole in one of your wisdom teeth."
Can you write it, please? Can you draw a picture? There's a hole in one of your what's? I'm guessing a tooth.
Ucking fey. He said, "There's a hole in one of your wisdom teeth. It's in a tricky place to put a filling." I'm only here so I get paid. I don't want to do the show.
Bad news is you get paid my wage.
Jesus Christ. He said, "We can put a filling in it."
What's Paul Ross trying through
Paul
the
Ross
window?
Is gonna, he's drunk. That's it, the right way around. Two teeth out.
No biggie.
It's not biggie, B-I-double-G-E.
I know, he's funny and
he's
weird.
Anyway, he said, I said, "Take it out." He said, I said, "Can you do it now?" He went, "Yeah, we can." So they did it there and then. I'm messing up. Wisdom tooth. Took 30 minutes to do. 30 yeah. minutes because my roots are bent.
I'm getting every third word.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
What? Granddad.
I've given you topics. Do them.
Let's talk to Pete instead. Hello, Pete.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. I can't say the same for Ian Lee.
No.
Oh, Lely's just tweeting me. Lely, you got sacked as a correspondent yesterday, so you better call up and apologise. Who's this guy so I can type it down?
This is Pete.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello, Pete.
Sorry to hear about your teething... excuse me, teething problems.
Don't be. He's loving it.
No. I'm sure he's not. I don't like it myself, actually. I should go to the dentist, but I did go to Asda today, and I just want to share something with you that I saw there.
Oh.
If I may. So, In Asda, there's a shelving that's called Foods of the World or World Foods.
I never go down that aisle because I'm racist.
It's too exotic and elaborate for you.
That seems quite a reasonable approach, yeah.
So what was in the Foods of the World or World Foods?
Well, on this shelf, next to each other, were two items. The first one was called Fufu Flour. And quite, this is genuine, right next to it, there was a packet of something that had a big chicken as its logo, and that was cock-flavoured noodle soup.
Shut up. Shut up.
You need to, I need a picture.
Shut the
of that.
Door. It's absolutely true. I should have snapped it.
You've got to keep However, those well apart. They'll contaminate each other.
Well, yes. Who knows? If I go in tomorrow, the place will be overrun by...
jelly babies.
Something. Jelly babies.
Wow. Fufu flour. I wonder how you get that.
Well, I don't know.
Grinding.
Grind some. Yeah, okay. Let's see. Yeah.
Once you fill it up with water, it should stay alive for at least 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Fufu flour. Well.
Well, that was a delightful story. Thanks for that, Pete.
Right.
Liquid can a woman hold?
Yeah.
And can a man hold?
What? Where?
Why?
In your hands?
No. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
In your
penis?
Well, women can hold very little in theirs, I would think.
If I were to fill my penis with water and your vagina with water,
why would not?
How much water would they hold? Just a question.
Gosh.
344-499-1000.
Gosh. If only they still had how to, I'm sure that'd be an excellent experiment. Thanks for introducing this, Pete, by the way.
Yes, you're very welcome. Have a good show. It seems to be going well so far.
Thank you, Pete. 03444991000. Well, here's the thing. Sometimes if you have a bath, sometimes it gets released afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, like if you sink a bottle and all the bubbles come out.
I did not know this.
Yeah, that can happen.
How much is it?
I don't know. It's enough to be uncomfortable.
Oh, no, how much are you selling it for?
Oh, that reminds me. There was a story about a woman who was selling her socks.
Oh. I sometimes go on Facebook Marketplace.
Yes.
To look for old stereos.
Right.
But then I saw this woman and it said, long story short, I can't be bothered.
What Facebook group was this?
Facebook Marketplace.
Right.
This woman was selling on Facebook her pants, her bras, stockings, her skirts that she'd been wearing and hadn't washed on Facebook.
Mucky pup. Yeah, from dirty socks to
for you.
From dirty socks to filthy underwear, online punters are forking out hundreds of pounds to get their hands on them. The likes of stay-at-home mums and students looking for extra cash are all taking advantage of the fetish, which has boomed, according to Daily Mirror, thanks to the likes of eBay and Facebook. Curious about the simple potential. My London reporter, Hannah Kane, decided trying to flog a pair of her sweaty socks through Facebook's marketplace and it proved a success.
Okay.
Was it on your side? She'd not only worn the socks all day at work, but she'd gone on a 5K run in them. Safe to say, they were not in the slightest bit fresh, Hannah admitted. If you'd have asked me yesterday morning how I'd be spending my Wednesday night, I would probably have something to do with catching up on Love Island. Little did I know, it would be wildly, and I mean that in every sense of the word, different. Inspired by our sister site, Essex Lives Experiment, I decided to see if I could make some money on Facebook selling groups by advertising a pair of dirty socks.
I found some. Women's dirty, smelly socks for sale by someone called Marky Apples. I've just asked, is this still available?
God. Within 15 minutes, I had about 5 men sliding into my DMs asking to buy my stinky socks. It's important to point out that everyone I spoke to was really polite and in no way made me feel uncomfortable. Yeah, weirdos are often like that. The only thing was, a lot of them didn't just want socks. Wow, I'm astonished. I was inundated with requests for shoes, stockings and even underwear, all of which I declined. Sure you did. By 11 p.m, I was feeling pretty weary of going back and forth to each potential buyer and wondered whether I'd made a massive mistake. So I called it a night and I thought, I'll deal with it in the morning. Fresh-faced and ready for what my messages had in store for me, I opened up Messenger to find around 17 new messages from Ian Lee.
Oh, very funny. They're not allowed to say who they've got messages from. That breaks security act. They wouldn't put that.
Quickly scanning through and vetting them, I found one man who was willing to offer me what I'd asked for the socks, but there was a twist. The man, we'll call him John, was willing to pay me a whole £10 to send him two pairs of dirty socks. He didn't ask for anything else and even said that while he doesn't have PayPal, he'd set it up so he could pay me, something which a lot of the other interested parties had not been willing to do.
Pay pervert.
So off I trotted to the post office, the socks carefully wrapped and sealed, and praying the woman behind the counter wouldn't ask what was inside. Curious, I asked John, what exactly it is about my socks that appealed to him? I mean, come on, do we need to ask that in 2019?
I can sort of put myself in the mindset of someone who would get women's pants and bra. I don't personally, but I can kind of, you think, what's been close to a woman, ooh.
See, the only time but I sniff pants are when I find them on the floor and I have to work out whether they're dirty or not, and that's just mum business.
But some, I can see, you know, as a kid, going through your, I'm not talking about me.
You can understand how a pervert might. Yeah.
I can understand, no, I have done a lot of work on my own sexuality and what makes me tick. Actually, watches are one of the things that get me horny, so I've got to stop using that phrase.
That's why
I can
digital.
Understand. I can see the connections from something 40 years ago that bring up, you know, to now. So I can understand that. But socks I don't get is what I'm trying to say.
John explained, I've got a massive foot fetish, and seeing that you look absolutely gorgeous, why wouldn't I want to smell your feet? Okay. Oh, yo. Do you know what I mean? Gorgeous girl with sexy feet. Why shouldn't I want to? Thanks, John. Means a lot. Now I'm a tenner up and I don't have to wash two pairs of socks. But would I do it again? I guess I could be tempted. But while writing this, I've just received another 8 messages. So I think I need a bit of time to recover.
That's 80 quid. How much do a pair of socks cost? Do they pay postage and packing, or does she?
Oh, I don't know. He didn't go into that amount of detail. But I've been a junior reporter. That's money not to be sniffed at.
I know what we have to do to get callers. I wrote a piece today.
I'm not selling my knickers.
Excuse me. I wrote a thing today about, which some of you read.
Yeah.
And responded to about how we don't get callers.
Mm-hmm. 03444991000, by the way, if you'd like to book that trend. 03444991000.
We're going to do something tonight on your phone that I talked about doing after I came back from Australia. We're going to set up a Tinder account.
Not on my phone, no, you're not.
Sam, we're going to need your phone. On Sam's phone.
Can you have two accounts?
Oh, he does. All right. Well, we can't do it on my phone. We need to set up a Tinder account for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I nicked this idea from a politician in Australia. Before I was going in the jungle, I had to read all the rubbish local papers.
Hey, your voice is getting a lot better.
It comes and goes. I think it's going again now. Yeah.
A little bad.
It's just gone now. Well, I was reading. So a local politician. Put an advert on Twinder saying...
On Twinder?
Twinder.
That's very niche, Twinder.
Well, I'll tell you what's even nicher, and you go on there, it's empty sometimes. Sometimes you get lucky. Sam is Twinder. Now, sometimes you get very lucky. Just trust me on that one. She put an advert on Twinder saying, I want you.
Yes.
To vote for me. I think we should do the same thing for the show. And I bet we'll get
a lot of swipe.
We'll get messages. Set it up on your phone.
No.
Why?
Yeah, it's a bit difficult to explain at home, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's not doing it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you found a Tinder account, but it's for work.
I'll set it up on my phone then, but that makes it even more dangerous. I'm lethal when I'm in the dating scene. Lethal. Not. I mean, I'm not.
Gosh, I mean.
I'm not saying I've killed anyone. The case was thrown out of court, so technically innocent and legally and morally innocent as well. We need to do it. So one of yous has got to set up a Tinder account,
Sam,
for the show.
You can rehash mine if you want to.
we can rehash his. All right, fine.
You don't need it anymore.
Exactly.
Yo, Sammy's got his action.
Cleverly, it means he doesn't have to close it. We need it for work.
Right, after 11 o'clock, yeah. Sam, we're going to get you in here and we're going to set up a Tinder account for the show.
All right, sounds beautiful. Like a plan. Beautiful. Sounds like a plan.
0344 499 1000.
Yeah, ring us up. Here's Roger.
Good evening, Catherine.
Hello, Roger.
Ian's a bit talkative tonight, isn't he?
Very yappy, considering his injuries.
He'd give him a smack on the other side of his mouth to even it out a bit.
Don't you dare. The reason I can't talk is I started singing along to the Beatles in the car and my mouth was full of blood very quickly. So I'm going quiet now. I'm going quiet.
I'll tell you what, there's nothing more of a feeling of relief than finding the key that you thought you'd dropped outside in the house.
This is something that was taken out by surprise.
I was coming in late afternoon. Early afternoon. My dad was coming out.
Yeah.
So I had
good for him. Well done. He should be very proud of your dad. It doesn't matter if he's gay. Doesn't change anything. Doesn't change anything.
So I didn't need my key. But he comes out of the house, past me, realises that it's started raining, so comes back in to get a coat. And I've been frantically looking around for this key, on and off, for a few hours. And my dad comes walking past in the dining room, comes walking past. Oh, look what I found. He just spots it on the floor, and I'm pretty sure it's where I took my boots off.
Outrageous.
I was so tired.
Don't you have... These are all the rage at the moment. Don't you have one of those whistling key rings?
Oh,
you may not see them. They've only just come on the market, I think. You whistle and it goes... Beep, 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 beep.
No, it used to go...
Oh, God.
Do you remember
those? That's the old Nokia... That's the old Nokia alert. That one was.
Was it?
Yeah, that was the old Nokia text message.
The biggest laugh I ever saw... The biggest laugh I ever saw from a group of old people.
Yes.
Was outside BBC Television Centre as it was. They were queuing up to go and watch a TV show.
Gosh.
It was probably some crap.
Yeah, good job they had a laugh outside.
And the runner, the guest coordinator, her phone went.
Yeah.
And it played. It played the Nokia ringtone.
The one that goes diddly-doo, diddly-doo, diddly-doo-doo.
Yes, except it was the one... Do you remember there was a version of it that sounded like it was melting?
Oh, no.
Nokia ringtone breakdown. I'm trying to find it.
That rings a bell.
And it sounded like it was breaking. And... like your batteries were dying.
Yeah.
These old people, I mean, probably literally, but metaphorically at least, wet themselves. They were in pieces. The biggest laugh I've ever seen from a group of old
people. It's a good gag. It's an excellent gag.
That's almost as bad as when I was going to a gig with a friend many, many years ago. And we were listening to the Monty Python Sing CD. And we were stuck in traffic. And it was a nice day, and there were some old people sat on a bench next to us. And he kept playing Sit On My Face over and over again.
That was one of the tapes we got the school bus driver to play for us.
Oh, I love that album. And I had another funny thing today. I think... I don't know whether you saw it. I sent it here on Twitter. As regular listeners will know, I am continuing my quest to find employment.
Oh, yeah.
And I go to a place with somebody that helps me find jobs.
Okay.
So I went to see her today, and we were looking at other jobs and looking at the applications that we'd already done. And I noticed something on one of the applications that we sent off last week. She's a better typist than me. It's easier for one person to take the lead when you're crowded around a computer.
Yeah.
So she knocked out one of my cover letters. in an email. she quickly typed one up, and cause we've got, you know, oh, oh yes, I remember that one.
She knocked one out quickly, and what was it? A mess?
Sent it off.
We finish at one, Roger.
And I noticed this afternoon, she had ended the email, kind regards, Roger Moore.
No, Roger Moore. Roger Moore.
I don't know how I've gave her that impression that I'm some sort of secret agent.
Well, it's because you're super smooth, Roger.
Actually, to be independent, Roger Moore was actually an actor, not a secret agent.
The Twitter meltdown over the reports of the next Bond film. It's hilarious. I think
it's going to be Black Lady 007, but it's not James Bond.
No.
Yeah. People are idiots.
Well, they did it with Little Mermaid, didn't they, and got lots of publicity. Now they'll do it again.
Oh, it's just...
I don't much care that neither of them are real people.
Yeah, exactly.
One of them isn't a person, it's half a fish. Don't bother me.
Exactly. And I watched Captain Marvel again yesterday, and it's even better than what I thought it was in the cinema. Absolutely love that film.
What? Why'd you make me cut him off?
I didn't make you cut him off.
Yes, you did. Andrew, he made me cut him off.
Hello?
And now he's made me put you on.
Oh, OK. So I was reading Ian's Facebook post about lack of callers, and I was talking to my wife about it.
Yes.
And we've come to the conclusion that it's lack of momentum.
Just hang your note.
Lack of what?
Lack of momentum, because our theory is once you play the interview, which you do occasionally, you don't have the people that momentum going to call people to have people ring in.
Yeah, except we didn't have any interviews yesterday and we still had no callers.
Okay, that's how I feel out the water.
But to side with your wife, she's right.
Oh, yeah. Happy wife, happy life.
Thanks for having to think about it for us. I mean, it's one of those things, you know, it was a question honestly
it's
asked.
It's a head scratcher, Andrew. Now we're getting a nice stream of calls tonight, but it's. It just the last couple of weeks, the number of calls has dropped, and I can't quite work it out. But I appreciate all of the feedback that we had today, all of the suggestions, all of the ideas. It's given us something to kick around in our heads, and it is difficult when you have a guest to then get the momentum going. But it's kind of tough, really, because sometimes guests can only do certain time. I get it.
Yeah.
When we've got Michael Galinsky coming on tomorrow, the film director, at 11. And I did have him at 12, first of all, because of this original thing. And then I thought, actually, no, 11, we get more listeners. And we might get some calls from people who've seen the film and can give us some feedback on it. So it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
I think, you know, Ian thinks about these things very deeply and worries, and I
sounds worried.
I think maybe because I'm sort of one step back in that it's not my name above the door, I kind of
seems
see it
as
it comes and goes. Comes and goes in waves. And
but don't you get loads of downloads though, shouldn't that doesn't that count for something?
Yeah. To me it all works out, but you know, we're different personalities.
Yeah, because my view is, you know, the nature of radio, people don't listen to the radio at a set time anymore. People stream it.
Yeah, no, like the telly. Who watches a programme when it's on?
No one does it anymore. You know, it's, welcome to 21st century. I think listening figures are just there to massage the egos of the bigwigs rather than actually, you know, people's lifestyles have changed. I don't listen to the radio.
Yeah. But unfortunately, that's what they count on. That's what they count at the moment. So that's the way it goes. Anyway, listen, it was nice to speak to you, Andrew. I've got to go to a break before Ian has a thrombo.
I owe Ian an apology.
Oh, yeah?
I think I may have offended him on Twitter and he blocked me. So, Ian, if I offended you, I apologise profusely.
When did you offend me?
I don't know. I got blocked. So you said you'd unblock me on Facebook, and it's not happened. But
well, hang on. What's who are you on Twitter?
I'm Mango Breeder on Twitter.
Mango Breeder. Well, you're probably a dickhead.
That's probably true.
Oh, I've typed in something very offensive there instead of Mango Breeder. But here's the thing. Everyone, lesbian girl, you blocked me for nothing. Here's the thing. I blocked you for a reason.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I'm just apologising if I caused any offence. You know, I didn't mean to do that.
I'm going to unblock you because I am a nice guy. I remember you. I'll unblock you. Do it again, sunshine, and you're a dead man. Dead man.
All right, mate.
All right, take care, Andy. Thanks,
Andrew. 03444991000 if you want to give us a ring.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
This is Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.